Hello again, music fans across Canada and listeners in the United States. This is Gary 17 coming to you live from my studio for Music Night in Canada, better known as The Open Season. The radio show that's like the Toronto Moon Magazine.
For your ears.
Yes, the excitement is building here as the big day approaches. And by the big day, I'm referring, of course, to Christmas. And no, I don't mean the festive holiday or any of that PC euphemistic claptrap. It's okay, I think, to call Christmas Christmas. Or at least it should be. Just as it's okay to call Hanukkah Hanukkah and Kwanzaa Kwanzaa. Being multicultural should be about inclusiveness, about allowing everyone's religious traditions and holidays to be celebrated and shared in their own way without having to pretend that they're something they're not, or that they're not something that they are. So I'm going to play you exclusively Christmas music on this edition of The Open Season. It's Monday, December 21st, as I speak, and we've just passed the winter solstice, which, by the way, pagans and Wiccans hold holy. That means that the days are going to start to get longer and that the nights are going to start to get shorter. And yes, it means it's 4 days before Christmas. It's Christmas, and that is the name of the song I'm going to play you first.
Sing along no matter where you are. The music is magic and the magic goes far. It's Christmas. Oh, we're on the way, we'll have a good time. Dancing the jingle all right. And we're collecting in the God feels like this Christmas ready to the popular ride. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Oh, 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 it's Christmas. Oh, it's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas all year
was Bob Segarini singing, and the song is from the album Get Your Fa-La-Las Out, released by Bullseye Records. I've got a couple of other tracks from that disc I want to share with you, This one is by the Kings, and it's called This Christmas.
About Christmas on the 4th of July, and I bought a gun from when I was young, and the things I'd done as the time went by. Some of us have stayed close to home, and some of us have been far and wide, and what I'm hoping is they'll all return to join us here in this Christmas tide. This Christmas, about strangers with no family or friends, and how easily it could all be changed just by sharing of our love with them.
This Christmas, the Kings. You may remember that band from way back, I think it was the 70s, when they released their hit, Switch Into Glide. Remember that? Switch Into Glide. But they're still around, and actually released a new album of originals a few years ago through Bullseye Records, called Because of You, and it has a lot of great new tunes on it. You can find that at the Bullseye online store, and I'll give you the URL for that after I play you one more tune from the Get Your Fa La La's Out disc. And this one's by Bullseye president and a fine songwriter, Jamie Vernon. It's called Hear Us Now, Our Christmas Song.
Snow's begun. Hear us now, we're warming up. Come join us.
yourself, no matter where you are. The young and old will sing along. Everybody where you are, the trees will trim themselves. Everybody's free to sing along. No matter where you are, the young and old will sing along. Everybody where you are, the trees will trim themselves. Everybody's free to sing along.
Check out the Get Your Fa-La-La's album and lots of other great acts and their albums at www.bullseyesongs.com. Pretty easy to find. Well, of course, Christmas is all about love. A couple of weeks ago, I played you a tune about meeting someone at the bar at Christmas time and getting laid. This one's a little more genteel, but the message ain't too different. It's called I Want You for Christmas, and comes to us from the trio called Good Lovelies, and it's from their brand new Christmas album, Under the Mistletoe.
I'd like you for Christmas. Please make my wish come true, 'cause I trim trees and deck the hallways. If I knew you'd be mine for always, I won't be blue on
Christmas.
If old Signet comes through and he remembers that I'd like you for Christmas, New Year's, Easter too. We'd like you for Christmas. Please make our wish come true.
New Year's Easter too.
awesome vocals, eh? You can see why these three ladies won the 2009 award for a new emerging artist at the recent Canadian Folk Music Awards. You can check out other tunes from that album Under the Mistletoe at myspace.com/goodlovelies. Well, as long as we're feeling in a warm mood, let's listen to a song written by Steve Paul Sims for Toronto poet and community stalwart Mary Milne, and to honor her famous Christmas parties. It's called Mary's Door.
Mary's Door. Is open at Christmas time. All ye poor, come out of the cold. A table top filling with tasty things, a punch bowl full, and a guitar that sings. When Mary's door is open tonight, feline eyes reflecting the Christmas tree, sweet mince pies that soon disappear. And all your pain, heartache and misery, for one short day, nothing but memory. When Mary's door is open tonight, Mary's door, Mary's door. Mary's door is open tonight. Mary's door, Mary's door, Mary's door, Mary's door.
What a fine tune that is, and it's from Steve Paul's second album, Open City, released in 2005, and which contains 16 excellent songs. Find out more at stevepaulsims.com, and that's Sims with two M's, not like the game. Okay, enough of the nice stuff. It's time to pull off my Santa's gloves and get down to the other side of what the holidays mean to people. You know, for a lot of folks, they're a time of pain and misery. And while you wouldn't normally think of satirically hilarious Chipmunks songwriter Red Peters as being the kind of guy to get into that, he wrote the song I'm about to play. This version was recorded live to video by Sebastian Agnello and his band at my annual Christmas Solstice party at Healy's Club back in 2003, what now seems like the good old days of the local club scene. Keep in mind it's a live recording. You'll figure out what it's called.
Well, since it's Christmas, you know, and I just absolutely love Christmas, I guess I should do you a Christmas song. Christmas time is the time for giving. And you know, I just love Christmas. I mean, Christmas is a time when all the family gets together and they share. Well, you know, me and the missus, we have a couple of kids, and they have kids too. Yeah, I know, I don't look that old, but... And at Christmas time, well, you know what I do? I go out to the woods and I cut down myself the prettiest tree. While Ma, she bakes a big turkey, makes cookies for the kids. Then she dresses up the house prettier than a postcard. Oh, I just love Christmas. And you know, since all of us are getting a little bit older, we figure this year we're going to make it the best Christmas ever. I mean, the wife and I, we've been saving for a long time. We got a little money stashed away, and you know you can't take it with you. So this Christmas, we decided we're going to give each of our kids and their kids $10,000 cash each, U.S. Oh, I just can't wait to see their faces. I was thinking about this when I heard the dog bark, and I went, well, who could that be? So I ran to the door and I opened it up, and it was the mailman Jim. And he's wearing one of those silly Santa hats, and he was teasing the dog. And he says to me, Pappy, I got a package for you. I said, why, thank you very much, Jim, and Merry Christmas. I took the package into the kitchen where Mama was cooking. We opened it up, and inside the package was a fruitcake. And beside the fruitcake was a little message. And it said, Hi, Mom and Dad. At the last minute, the company condo was available in Florida. So me and the kids are going to spend Christmas in Florida. So could you please send our gifts to the company condo in Florida? Signed, your loving son, Junior. Well, you know, that kind of ticked me off. And all I could think of was, you ain't getting shit for Christmas. You can shove that fruitcake up your ass. You ain't getting shit. No, you ain't getting dick. For Christmas. Well, you know, Ma hasn't drank in 20 years, and me, well, I try to be good. But we figured if there was a time to start drinking, this would be about it now. So we cracked open a bottle of bourbon, and we were about halfway through it, and we heard some commotion, and Ma says, now who the hell could that be? And I realized, oh, it must be our daughter, Pumpkin, and her kids. So I ran to the door and I opened it up, and it was a FedEx guy, and he had a package, and it looked like a fucking fruitcake. And I grabbed the damn thing and said, Merry Christmas, get lost. And I took the damn package to the kitchen and opened it up, and guess what? It was a fucking fruitcake. And inside it was a note, and it said, Hi, Mom and Dad. At the last minute, we got a cheap flight on the internet to Hawaii. So we're spending Christmas and New Year's in Hawaii.
So could you please hang on to our presents till we get home?
Well, that was it. Ma lost it. She had a conniption. She grabbed that damn turkey out of the oven and threw it out the front window. Then she started smashing the lamps. She turned over the furniture. All the while she kept yelling, screaming, screaming! You ain't getting shit for Christmas. You can shove that fruitcake up your ass. You ain't getting shit. No, you ain't getting dick. You ain't getting shit for Christmas. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Seb really pulls that one off, doesn't he? And speaking of Seb and my Christmas parties, I'm hoping he'll do that one tomorrow night, Tuesday, December 22nd, when I hold my annual Christmas Solstice Bash and celebrate the first anniversary of my Tuesday open stage at California Pub. That's at 914 Paith Avenue at Mortimer in Toronto. Normally we start at 9 and have a feature act, but this is an early start at 8 p.m. We're going to have some free finger foods, compliments to the club, and a whole raft of people are coming out to do a couple of tunes each, including Seb and also his daughter, Joanna Agnello, a fine young country singer who will take to the stage at 10:30. Come on out and help us celebrate. And speaking of celebrations, well, you know, we all have our own ways of doing that, don't we? And it's really nobody else's business how we choose to celebrate either, is it? I mean, does the government belong in the rec rooms of the nation? The final song on this episode makes that point emphatically. It's by a BC group called the Tall Brothers. I was turned onto it by my buddy Julian Taylor, and it's called Smoking What We Want for Christmas.
Ain't none of your business what we're smoking at Christmas. Ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Ain't none of your business what we're smoking at Christmas. Ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Put down that gun.
Drop it.
And have some fun. Get out of your funk. And smoke some skunk. Ain't none of your business what we're smoking at Christmas. Ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Business, what we're smoking at Christmas. Ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Ain't none of your business. What we're smoking at Christmas. Ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Put down that gun and have some fun. Get out of your funk and have some smoke. Ain't none of your business. What we're smoking at Christmas. Ain't none of your business. We're smoking what we want.
We're smoking what we want.
We're smoking what we want for Christmas. Smoking what we want for Christmas.
Amen, brothers. Amen. Okay, that's it for now. I'm off to get ready for my big show Tuesday night. But before I go, I do want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and to remind you to stay safe as you're traveling about. And also to go ahead and let the spirit of the season infuse you a bit and open your heart to those around you. Take care of one another, people, and I'll be back with more tunes next week.